Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, your friend's leaving.
I know.
No, he's got a pilot's license. Like, he's going to fly up here. How far away from getting your pilot's license are you?
Pretty far. 40 hours.
All right, well.
Do you remember the name of the saucy Spanish soap opera that we used to watch?
Sábado Gigante?
No, that's Giant Saturday. That's the variety show.
Sorry about that.
The show we watched was Peligrosa.
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 Which means danger.
Dangerous. Or dos mujeres, un camino. Two women, one road. That's a go-to.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I rarely do this on the Mike O'Mara Show, but I will tell you that I was driving today to get printer paper in the wee hours of the morning to go to the local convenience store known as Walmart. And a song that I caught about 10 seconds into it came on the radio.
Yes.
And
hold it. You mean they still do radio?
They still do radio. However,
with disc jockeys?
This song came on the radio. And I was listening to it, and it put me, once in a while, this does not happen every year.
Right.
Every now and then, a song will come on that actually puts me in the Christmas spirit. That is so, hold.
Right.
Don't think
ahead. Just standing by?
Let me finish.
Okay.
Let me finish. I was in the Christmas spirit. Anyway. really.
Well deserved.
It's soul sucking. Your punctuality.
Understandable.
Is soul crushing sometimes. So anyway, I'm listening, but that's it. I'm not gonna you do plenty of good work, and I love you like a son, like an older son, so I can't yell at you.
Was your gestation period 11 months?
No.
I thought maybe he was late to be born even.
No, it's you know what,
you know when he would be here 15 minutes before if your name was Dora Bush.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He'd be here at 7 o'clock.
I wouldn't be here at all because that's not her name. It's Doro.
Dora. Whatever.
The Explorer.
Well, I don't want to have her same
name. Sorry, that was disrespectful of me to the Bush family.
Yes. So,
Doro.
Yes.
You would be here.
I'm actually not here for them because I'm usually elsewhere. You know who runs them? Rob Ford does now.
Yeah. All right. That's a show.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's it. I'm tired of it. You also know the drill. Yes. Why repeat it?
Yes.
So I'm listening to this song, and by the time the show's like halfway through, I'll be back to normal.
Yeah.
I'll be back tomorrow.
I'd say before that.
And you know what? And he's very contrite and very remorseful, unlike his usual persona, which is very nice.
Yeah.
Like, that's good. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I have no footing. I have no leg to stand on. This is me. I am a broken man.
Yeah. It's your one.
Yes.
I could go back and list the pros and the cons, and I'm going to give you a compliment, which I probably shouldn't. The pros would be on the left-hand side. It would be a very long list of how you have come to me and created this thing. And on the right, on the other list, in
one little thing,
red
bold
letters,
bold,
just with a big P for punctuality.
Yes, yes.
How about right, a T for tardiness?
PT.
You use your letter, I'll use my letter.
Yes.
They're both consonants.
I'll use the letter D, as in dick.
Mm. Oh, right. Okay. No arguments over here.
This was anybody else.
But you know, anyway. So I hear this song,
uh-huh.
and before I play it, because I want to play it today on a Friday show in its entirety, because we never do it. I say we never do that, but I just love it, and I hope I hope that the song that I play, and I know there are going to be people that are going to be disappointed,
right?
And there might be people that are happy, and there's going to be a small number of people that go, "Me too."
And that's who you're catering to. That's the people. That's your
not
your
the
people.
Hashtag Me Too.
No.
Yeah. So the disc jockey, I'm listening, but it's been so long since I've heard the version of this Christmas classic that I didn't know who did it, and I immediately wanted to. And the DJ, the just bottom fed, fresh out of Denny's busboy line, You know, and by the way, the busboys at Denny's are better guys than this disc jockey.
Wow.
Ooh.
This guy sucked so bad and wanted to get into his promo for Moe's Southwestern Grill so quickly.
Oh, yeah, he's got a chart he needs to keep up
with.
He's
a Moe's guy.
Yeah. It's, you can tell, by the way, this is irrelevant because it doesn't need to happen with music jocks anymore. But you need to be aware of the music you're playing.
Always.
When you're disc jockeying. You need to engage in the music so that your listeners can find that symmetry between you and the tune. If you're going to take a and you come back over to the microphone, absolutely not getting into the music.
Problem.
You're failing your audience, yeah. Which this guy did in spades to the point where I wanted to pick up the phone and go, do you even care? Or are you so getting a Woody, you nerd? And he was a nerd, too, with a speech impediment.
Give him a program director check? Call?
What's the hotline over there?
Come on. Say, don't forget, Moe's Southwest Grill, I'm getting paid less. I'm paying the station to put me on.
It's Market 231.
It is. Is that what Fort Myers is?
I think we found it last time.
I think we did, too. Yeah. So anyway, but it doesn't take away from the fact that I immediately dive into my iPhone and do a deep dive.
Right.
And wanted to play this for you. And if it works for you, I am happy. If it doesn't work for you, then that's okay, too. But please indulge me and everybody else. And we are going to take a little 2.5-minute break here because we are going to play my favorite version of this song. Go ahead, you can hit it. This is really a great song and a great version. LeAnn Rimes, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Merry Christmas. I hope you enjoyed as much as I did. And I'll shut up now and I'll let the ladies sing. I love it. Crank it up, Rob.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party house. Mistletoe hung where you can't see. Every couple tries to stop. Rockin' around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear.
Combination of the massive orchestra,
yeah, it's big,
in back of her, and you know, I was never a fan of the original, believe it or not,
Brenda
because
Lee.
Because I thought Brenda Lee's little little that, and LeAnn Rimes kind of bridges that gap a little bit for me.
Hold
on, we have a telephone call.
We actually do have a phone call. Is the caller there? Hello.
Yes, the caller is here.
Mike, this is a surprise call for you.
A surprise call for me?
Yes, a surprise call for you, caller. I will let you take it over.
You know what? Speaking of a surprise caller, even with a Barry White sounding voice, what friend would not indeed call Mike O'Meara to congratulate him on his 10th anniversary of podcasting and
as we all recognize, indeed, as one with a wife and three kids, would not appreciate them even more. And I know that indeed he does. Does he have any idea?
Mike?
I totally recognize the voice, but I'm trying to place it.
From the NFL on CBS. JB.
James Brown. That's why I recognize the voice, but you're not on the magic box. So I didn't recognize it right away. JB, James Brown, how are you, my friend?
Well, Rob and I just figured that the indeed would give it away because every week I would love to get my on-the-air critique from one Michael Maris and JB. The grammar is good. The context is good. The linguistic impressions are good, but get rid of the indeed. And indeed I am.
Indeed. Oh, James, JB, so nice of you to call. That's wonderful. You've always been helpful to our teeny tiny little podcast while you sit up at the top of the mountain, still getting it done, ladies and gentlemen, and still loving it. And, God, you know, it's funny. Every time you're such a nice person, you're so kind to us. But every time you come on the show, I just think about how rich you must be. It's just amazing.
No, you know what? It is rich in friends like you. It is rich in family with four grandkids. You know, the rest will take care of itself. But I'm very thankful to be, just like you, to still be doing that which I enjoy immensely.
Oh, man, from CBS and one of the best and really has been for a long time.
Let me embarrass James Brown just for a second, because when I sent out 8,000 emails to get people to send congratulatory messages for our Vegas show.
By the way, I didn't know you were doing this at all today. I had no idea.
No, surprise. This is a surprise for you because in observance of our anniversary tomorrow, James Brown got back to me a day after the fact and apologized for not doing it. I got a lot of no's, but I never got an apology. That's what a kind guy this is. And I said, could you call in on the day of? And he said, absolutely. So really, thank you, JB, for availing yourself to us. We appreciate it.
Hey, Rob, first of all, the two of you are certainly the best as it goes. I'm just getting to know Matt as a result of today. But look, I have always had huge admiration for Mike just being a good person. Loving the fact that he, again, as I said before, his wife and the three kids, that's what's most important, that things are going well. And at the end of the day, we know that is all that counts. But continued success in the superb fashion that you have been doing for all that I've been blessed to hear you on the air. Continued success, buddy.
Not only that, he picked the Cowboys last night. He picked the Bears last night, rather.
I picked the Bears.
He picked the Bears.
Really?
Yeah, he did.
Hey,
yeah.
I know who I need to call, especially as we get deeper into this postseason, close to the postseason. I will talk with one Michael Mayer to make sure that I can tell him I went to the Sage to get the information.
God bless you, James. JB, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Hey, God bless you guys. Have a congratulations again. I know it's officially tomorrow, as Rob said, but keep knocking them alive, buddy.
Oh, wow. Thank you, buddy. Thank you very much. That's James Brown.
Merry Christmas, JB. All
right. I'm completely surprised. So when I came in and wanted to play a 2.5-minute song while you had JB lined up at you probably had him lined up for 8:30, did you not?
Don't worry.
So between me and Oscar.
Oscar already screwed it up.
Yeah, I screwed it.
So, yeah.
Sideways.
It's lucky that JB is a very, very kind man because his time was shifting like craziness. It shifted four times this
morning. So has this shifted everybody now that's going to do that? How many people are we going to get today?
Don't get happy. It's just him.
It's just him.
Yeah, I thought he was a Paul Mark enough guy.
I thought you were like, I didn't know. I mean, you surprised me.
Expectations were high, Mike.
This is why I don't like surprises.
James Brown!
Well, hold on. Are you telling me the truth or not? Because you said you sent out a bunch of emails.
No, because remember,
is he the only one yes that we got?
No, remember, we had 20 video messages at our Vegas show.
Can I try to help just a little bit?
You didn't call
a million people and they said no.
No, no, no.
We had, let me just set the table here. We had what I would say a 5-day window to get as many video messages in that if you were at the live show, you would have seen of people calling to congratulate.
Yeah, Patton Oswalt, Gilbert Godfrey.
Like it really was a quick turnaround because we got the green light from Zappo saying, yes, we can use X. So once we got the okay, we went and got Donnie Simpson. We've got Patton Oswalt. And I'll say this as far as JB goes, the idea that JB wrote a day after we wrote in and we already had packaged all these video calls.
Right.
And said, I'll call in on the day of.
Yeah.
That's how classy this man is.
So great.
Well, it's great to hear from him. He's a wonderful broadcaster and working in that snake pit CBS for that many years. You know, you gotta negotiate that. You gotta,
oh, yeah.
You gotta,
yeah,
work your way through all that crap and deal with it.
He
and,
left,
you
know, Fox even, for CBS.
Yes, that's right.
Absolutely.
He left the funniest video show.
Yeah.
And by Kurt Medvey, I mean, with all due respect, dude, you are not James Brown.
Not the same.
And,
oh, no.
You know, it's just not the same with the dynamic. I miss him on Fox. Mm-hmm. I really, really do. But getting back to what's really more important than James Brown, my pick last night.
Yes.
Which I was out to dinner with my bride.
I was so pissed when
last
I saw that
night.
Me too. Not
and
happy.
I could not. The Bears beat the Cowboys, yep, last night.
Just so like that caller was telling you, Mike, on the Yak Shack, watch, yep, out for the Bears.
My strategy, this is my strategy, Rob Spiewak.
That's
so
right.
The first game falls, and I go the opposite of you. And that's, by the way, that's the only thing I did.
You went the opposite of America.
Yeah, you did.
No one really was calling for the Bears to win. And then I was at 31-21, and I was like, yeah, maybe. No, there's only 3 minutes left.
Oh, no.
It's over.
Amazing, yeah. Amazing, amazing. Well, if it's one and you didn't, like, upset the whole apple cart with other people, yeah, calling in, that's fine. I'm not, you know, by the way, I don't want to be ungrateful or appear ungrateful. And it's great to hear from James Brown.
Right.
It is truly great.
A-lister.
NFL guy. We've known him for years on the Mike O'Mara show, but I have to say, on the stage at the live show and now here, I am very ill at ease with anniversary greetings. I, yeah, don't know why. It's just, it makes me feel, it feels a little self-serving. It feels,
but
a
you
little,
didn't do it.
You know, no, you,
I
didn't
know,
do it. And
I know,
it's
only,
like, 10 years
you
only
didn't
comes,
call people, hey man, I'm doing the show, come on out. Hey,
10 years only, right, comes, right, once, Mike.
Also,
only comes once.
You know what the ask was? Oh, was somebody else?
All right, I might have lied. There might,
no,
be one more.
No, he's going to play. He's going to play 10, like 19 days till Christmas.
Look who's on his game! And he picked the Cowboys.
19 days for Christmas shopping.
I'm on fire.
Fire!
Fire!
19 days for Christmas shopping. Only got 19.
There's only 19, Oscar.
Damn it!
Hi there.
Hi there.
Christmas is coming. Have you done your Christmas shopping? Only 19 days left.
You get the feeling when he asks if we've done our Christmas shopping, he doesn't really care.
Hey, are we at about the 16-minute mark of the show today?
Yes, exactly.
Just want to make sure I don't screw that up after the bonus show. So somehow finger or a phone call or something brushed my timer for yesterday's one-hour bonus show, which went almost an hour and a half because your boy here was looking at the wrong
clock.
We
were on fire.
I thought you were just really into the content. And I said, wow, the longest bonus show ever.
For purposes of psychotherapy,
yes.
Yeah.
Let me enlighten you as to what darkened my day yesterday.
Oh no!
I had it was this is just the way it goes. So I'm over getting ready. What my drill is after we get done taping two shows, I might go up, hit a couple of balls, and then I go pick my son up at school with his buddy and take him back out to Cocoonville to get to
golf. Oh, you had mentioned that. Yeah, Michael and Donnie were going to spend some time together.
So I'm up there, and even
Don
though
and Mike.
I, by the way, even
no.
What are the odds?
What did you say?
Right now they're just playing double A ball, but we'll get them in the big league soon.
As you guys know, I get to play as much golf down here as I want to in the afternoon when I get done working. It's fine. And I shouldn't be just, I'm up there and there are friends dropping in and everybody's got guests and everything. It's this bunch of guys that are all, and it made me realize for a moment that while I'm plugged in, I'm really not, nor will I ever be. And, you know, it's just like, I
have real friends.
You know, they have real friends and I don't. I have one good friend who I'll be getting together with next week.
Like you have America.
Yeah.
I have America.
The world is your friend. The world is your friend.
You don't need a little interpersonal friendships. You have America.
That's just a sidebar.
Okay.
But they're all up there and they're all going out. And then it's empty. And I'm up there by myself. And then there's my buddy Skip who's down there and he's hanging out. And then another buddy Bob who's in the real estate business. And he actually had some clients that he showed my house to the other
day. Oh, what about
and
Bob?
So,
that's nice.
So this happens on the range that I mosey over afterwards to see how the house showed.
Right.
When we showed
which,
it.
Which, by the way, I saw the pics. Real nice.
Yeah. We saw the pics.
Yeah, but this is off air.
This is off air.
Yeah.
So anyway, he says, oh, really, really was. Matter of fact, somebody's going to be writing an offer on the house today.
Hey!
4 days? Are you kidding?
I said 3 months.
And I try to play it cool, right? Yeah. I try to play it really, really cool. And I'm like, oh, well, I hope it's a good one. Thanks a lot. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate that. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to hit any more balls after this. I'm going to call Carla like immediately. And so I jump into my little old man golf cart and I immediately get on the phone. I'm like,
you're sitting there with a huge real estate rager and you're calling with the
Carla. Carla, who is in her own way not in her own way, she is just more savvy than me.
Yeah.
Does not share the exuberance that I share.
Yeah.
But she says, "Well, we should call our realtor to give him a heads up." I said, "No, no, Kevin, is it Mike?" Full disclosure, we're not trying to hide anything. I know I'm trying to find, but they got an offer coming in, and I'm like, and so she calls, and this guy says, "Well, I was already called by this other realtor."
Oh, okay.
And I only call when I receive them because I've been burned in the past. Well, that's the first time where that moment happens where it's just
the so first. He's saying that he doesn't even believe it's a real
suddenly
offer.
Goes in that him saying that to me means with a capital D, dick. And so the day goes on. And then I'm right before we're going to have dinner. We get a babysitter last night. And Carla says to me that this offer is, according to our guy, was going to come in between about 6 and 7.
Mm.
Okay. So at 7:15-ish, I start getting the
the blues.
8 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
Oh.
To bed.
It must have ruined Wheel of Fortune.
Kudos to our realtor who was... guy himself knew you don't. And so anyway, that's
my sister went through
this guy with the mouth. You know, why do they say that if they're not doing that? Shut up.
This is the Tinder period of your buying and selling a house.
So the swiping of right and the swiping of left.
The Tinder period. Yeah. I haven't been swiped.
There's a lot of, hey, you've been swiped on. Like, we're going on a date.
Yeah.
And ghosting.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, what happened to what happened to our patter? It's gone.
Very sad.
My sister call me with similar calls about, she goes, we showed the house 3 times this weekend. And I'm like, hey, Tatiana, 3 months. 3 months. Yeah. I know you get emotional. I know you're going to get invested. You probably told the family you're moving in 3 days.
I was sitting there, Oscar, because you know what it is for me? For me, not just the getting out of here and having everything tidy.
Yeah.
But it's the status, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the immediate ticky-tacky land that I live here. Yeah. It was me going, I was already bragging. I was doing it all the wrong way because in my mind I was going, yep, 3 days, 3 days.
That's all
three
I needed.
3 days.
Yeah.
That's all I needed.
Yeah.
So if he's in the Tinder period now, when does his house enter the grinder period?
Hey, guess what? You can start the show with your own line. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the
mainly
world.
Mainly French cuisine. No, sir. Mayor Daly no longer dines here. He's dead, sir.
Oh, no. I thought it was supposed to be 5 years. Didn't you get 5 years?
No, sir, not you.
Mr. Fabulous, how marvelous it is to see you. You're looking younger than ever.
Wait, you guys can't come in here.
Nonsense, my dear fellow. My brother and I have come to dine to celebrate my early release from the service of the state.
We seek a full meal and all the compliments of the house.
Come, Elwood. Let us adjourn ourselves to the nearest table and overlook this establishment's board of fare.
Good evening, Shay Paul.
Wait, hey! Give us a bottle of your finest champagne. 5 shrimp cocktails and some bread for my brother.
We have a Dom Perignon 71 at $120.
That'll be fine, pal.
Come on, seriously, you guys. The food is really expensive. Come on, let's go outside. I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
We're putting the band back together.
Forget it. No way.
We're on a mission from God.
Waiter, sir.
Yes, sir. How are your salads?
The salads are fine. It's just that we'd like to move to another table away from those two gentlemen. They're offensive. Smelling. I mean, they smell bad.
Excuse me, sir. I'll see if I can locate another table for you.
Thank you.
How much for the little girl? The women. How much for the women?
What?
I want to buy your women, the little girl, your daughters. Sell them to me. Sell me your children.
Maitre d'. Maitre d'.
Mona's going to ask me to call the cops.
He just got out of Joliet. He's on parole. You can't call the cops on him, man.
We're putting the band back together.
I said no. Absolutely not.
You, how much for your wife?
Oh, I still love that scene.
December 7th, a date which will live in infamy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
Yeah, great way to start the show. When did we start our podcast? Pearl Harbor Day.
That's right.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Boston. It's been such a long time. Washington, D.C.
You know, this is the first song, and that was the first tape we ever played on episode one.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Getting the band back together.
The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS, to our friends, a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled. I'll read this opening like I would if I was a news anchor on a 1970s station before everybody had telephones.
Please. Yes. All right?
The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their support and love of the program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and enjoy, and prepare to be entertained.
Can I make
and
a request?
For a long time, yes.
Could you do the thing Cronkite used to do where he'd take his glasses off when he would do it aside?
So, today, the Mike O'Mara Show celebrates its 10th anniversary.
That was so perfect.
That was weird because he did that when a horrible time.
No, yeah. He also did it when we landed on the moon. That's what I was thinking of.
I was thinking of the Kennedy assassination.
I was too.
I remember.
But he's right. Rob's right. He did do it. He did.
That's what he did.
Because we are glass half empty guys. Anyway, right. The show today. Oh, by the way, from Leavenworth, Washington. I thought Leavenworth was only in Kansas.
No, we have two Leavenworths.
There's Leavenworth, Washington, Mustang Ridge, Texas. What a great cool town.
And you know,
town.
I think in Israel there's an Unleavenworth.
Oh, like the bread?
Yes.
Got it.
Passover Joe.
Yeah.
Patterson, Louisiana, Bishopville, Maryland.
It's a Passover Joe.
The life has been sucked out of my intro. Lee's Summit, Missouri, Ankara, Turkey. He's enjoying it so much. Unleavened. Cornerstone helping me with my mortgage.
Yes.
And,
oh, yeah.
Lovely. We have Mark Livingstone. We have Joe Rogers, who's a great guy. We've got my lady, Joanna over there. We have Emily, and it's really a lot.
Killing it.
It's a lot of fun.
Why'd you say Emily's name like that?
I just was saying all the names. I was trying to say. I said there's Mark Livingstone.
Yes.
There's Joanna.
Mm-hmm.
There's Joe Rogers over there, and Emily. If you want to predict the future, just rely on solid economic indicators. Science.
Science.
Right now, economists believe the housing market is entering a golden period.
I can't wait to talk off air.
For the first time since World War II, we have mortgage rates below 4%. I'm golden with Cornerstone. They're great. They're helping me through the golden period, and we expect the golden period through at least the end of 2020. Rates are so good. Rob, no.
I mentioned the TV.
Yeah. Rates are at record lows, and with Cornerstone's offer to meet or beat any competitor, this golden period is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to eliminate your PMI, pay off credit cards, student or car loans, or do home improvement. You've got some rewriting to do.
All right.
Call my friend Mark Livingstone
at Cornerstone
First
Financial.
Sometimes
they work, sometimes they
don't. Hello, Tater. Dial 202-625-1221 or check the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial with Mark!
Joanna!
Emily. Personal attention from application to closing. Thank you very much.
They have like five more employees.
Yeah.
But I'll get you a roster.
It'll be good. Be great. A depth chart. Yeah. Please.
I want to make sure I know. I want to give them all the plug.
Yes.
They're all wonderful people over there, and they're easy to deal with. And
wonderful.
Man, do they know how to handle the technology. So, because a lot of paper moves in this kind of transaction. Mm. Back and forth and back
check
and
yourself
forth
before you wreck yourself, Mike.
That's right. Yeah. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
That's the motto.
By my house. Anyway, that's it. Hello. Oh, how are we doing with the connectivity? Because you did a little glitch.
Oh, we're no, fantastic. You look great. You look great.
You sure?
Yes.
That usually, just so you know, yeah. This is from me to you, is mm-hmm. a precursor
yep.
to I'm going to have a problem.
Yep.
That's B, and that's on your end, and I just want to warn you, mm-hmm. if
thank
I'm
you.
Right, I will be not
you're
happy.
Right yesterday, you're right about the game.
We'll see yep. what happens. You know, here we are.
Long
here we
Bears are, ladies fans. And gentlemen.
Winning streak.
Yes.
I have been waiting all week to get a real legitimate movie review of Rob, who went out to a theater and saw this movie. And this movie's getting good scuttlebutt. And I have a bunch of questions, but I know you've been chomping at the bit to come in here with a Rob Spiewak review of Knives Out.
Yeah, I know it's been out for it's been out a couple weeks. It's not a cooking show. It's not about a rabbi. Hmm. It's been out for a couple weeks, but I still say it is a hot pick to go see this weekend. I was intrigued when I saw the previews like 6 months ago, because to me, it kind of looked like the movie Clue, which is one of my favorite movies. It's a traditional whodunit, what they call a dark house mystery, where it's set mostly in one house. And what I got is something so much more than Clue, because it's one of the most clever written scripts I've seen in 20 years. Every word is useful.
Cleverly.
Cleverly written. It is amazing. And there are callbacks and there are twists, there are turns, and every character is fleshed out. Essentially what it is.
Is it a game show movie?
No. It's a whodunit.
Okay. Is it like Clue?
No, I thought it would be, but it's so much smarter
Monopoly?
Than Clue. It's a little bit like Parcheesi with just a bit of trouble.
All right, let me tell you what about when I saw this movie trailer. Is it jive a little
no.
bit? Is it broad? Is it
no.
over the top?
It
no?
is not at all. The characterizations are
but it's
all
a comedy.
Good. There are funny parts, but I'd
is
say...
Is it smart like Boulder Dash?
It's a little smarter than that.
Okay.
I
What's
would
Boulder Dash?
It's another game.
Mike, you would love Boulder Dash.
Oh, he would kill at Boulder Dash.
Because you're smart, you'd probably be a Boulder Dash champion. Because on my end, when I play with my family or I play with, of all people, Todd Moore... There is competition. There's competition within the game. The game...
Well, essentially, you're given a term, and you make up a definition for it.
Yeah.
And then you read all the definitions, but the real definition is among them. And you have to try to guess the real definition among the fake ones.
Is it
written.
Like a board game you buy at a store?
Yeah, but yes. it's not a board game as much. It is almost like a card game. I'd say it's closer in
okay,
setup.
Okay, you know
to,
what would be a good board game then?
What?
Cranium.
That's another good one.
Mm-hmm. You'd love
I think
Cranium.
I've heard of Cranium. Mm-hmm. But so that's it, and it's kind of like Pictionary or something. Like
a little
that.
Bit, yeah. But
yeah,
you,
but
it's
you have
words
to be you
pictures.
Have to be creative and witty. Yeah, like you have to have that around you,
and
the game blows.
The ability to lie really helps.
You know, you're making me think about it. Oh, go ahead, finish your review. Then
I was going to say that it is much smarter than Clue, and every bit is enjoyable. Don't be surprised at its length. It's 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh,
but it does fly
gross.
By.
What is the deal? Why aren't they disciplining
How many knives do they
you know?
Use?
Because they use them all. But because it is so smart, there are so many twists and turns, it does not feel like a 2.5-hour movie. And
who
even
are the stars?
The stars, you got your Daniel Craig, who is plays a character
James
named,
Bond?
Yeah, who plays a detective, Detective Benoit.
I love Daniel Craig.
And he fan. Uses a wonderful Louisiana accent that
oh,
is
see, better with a British
wonderful.
Guy doing it. That's great. I
it's
like that
so
already.
Great. And Jamie Lee like Curtis
that.
Is in it.
I like that already. You really sold me on that particular element. I'd go see Daniel Craig.
I love
accent.
Them in this so much that I hope that Detective Benoit gets other mystery movies. I think
okay.
he's franchisable.
Any nude
oh,
scenes?
Okay.
There is no nude scenes. Okay. No. Michael Shannon, who you would know from...
Oh, I love Michael.
Yeah,
Shannon.
Oh, so
I love
good,
Michael
you know,
Shannon.
Yeah, he's great in it. Christopher Plummer is the I'm not no spoiler here. He is the murder victim, but his story is told largely in flashback. He is great and probably certain
is he
Oscar
alive?
Bait. Yeah, at the beginning of the movie, he is.
All right. He's getting
no, he's
near
very
90,
old.
Is he?
I think
he's, yeah, right?
I think he is almost 90.
Yeah.
But okay. I think this is right. certainly an Oscar bait for him. Don Johnson is in it. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, I heard Don Johnson's like amazing in it.
Oh, he's very good. He's very
okay.
good. What's
right.
what's good is that you've got
can I just say with yeah. Watchmen on HBO and this movie and a lot of I think Don Johnson gets a real you know, you don't want to say comeback kid. He's always kind of
oh, he's
been
always
there.
Been there.
But I think I love what he's doing lately.
Oh,
I just mm-hmm. think he's really
the body of work of what he's done. If you just look at his IMDb, it
yeah,
is
right.
so long.
Yeah, it's
and,
long.
And it's full
and
of quality, like staying power.
He also
yeah,
played Elvis in a TV
power.
Movie once.
That's what
staying
he's got.
Power.
Very good.
He's got mm-hmm. staying power.
Yes.
It has got a marvelous star quality. And the thing that I love about this movie is every premise that is laid out through the whole movie Everything is paid off. There are no dangling threads. And even after the crime is solved, there are three or four more surprises that'll knock you down. It's great. It's so much
fun. Wow. That's a rave.
Out of what is it? 10 clogged arteries?
I give it 10 knives.
10 knives.
10 knives that are used to correct the arteries.
How did Rotten Tomatoes, do you, before you're going to go see a movie, do you check out Rotten Tomatoes?
No, it is really tough for me because I love, after a movie, going to IMDb and reading about the production of it, but I have to discipline myself not to do it before because I don't want any spoilers. But
I don't want to mess it up.
I don't do Rotten Tomatoes. Are you checking it out?
I'm checking it right now.
So go see this film and see if you agree with me that the character that Daniel Craig, I don't know the name of the female lead. She's a young lady. She's so electric and appealing. She's got big things ahead of her. She's very, very good.
Is she smart or pretty or attractive?
All three.
Whoa, wow.
Yeah. It's amazing.
97%?
That's pretty high.
Rotten Tomatoes? It's
pretty high.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, I love it. I love the film.
Jesus.
Boy, audience score of 92%. Tomato meter 97%. And by the way, if you get mad that we use Rotten Tomatoes, I'm sorry, they're the gold standard. That's
Ana
what we look
de
at.
Armas.
And also visually really fun to look at. And the jokes are exactly right. I've not.
She's brand new. Jamie Lee Curtis, Don Johnson, Chris Evans is in it. This is a
great performance. Is there anyone slimier
than Chris
Evans?
The budget was $40 million, already made $70.9 million domestic.
Good for them. Yeah. Good for them. Acting vehicle, right?
And really good. Absolutely. And Oscar, there are no Transformers. There are no robots. No. And it doesn't exist in the Marvel universe.
The nude scene was Daniel Craig. If you all remember from two James Bond movies ago, where he's sitting in that chair completely naked.
Oh, yeah.
Being tortured.
Oh, yeah. He has his penis out for most of the movie.
With his beanbag.
Balls out.
Oh, my God. So painful to watch. I hated that.
The man was in such great shape, though. I was like, man, I wonder how
he has his penis out for most of the movie, but they usually try to obscure it with flowers or something. Great. So it's nice.
Yeah. You know, I can identify with him when I watch that scene because it's really very, very similar to dealing with realtors. But anyway.
But anyway,
I'm sorry. Top of mind, can't help it.
I don't think you need to see this in the theater, but I will say this: it's a good group experience movie because there were several moments where the theater was full when I went, and it's great when 400 people go because they're surprised. It's good stuff. Yeah. Go see this movie.
Well, you know what? That's why moving to a house, and as Carla said, you left that on the wall because you want to get a bigger one. Because you know what? I'm gonna be living really sooner than later, probably sooner than you guys, certainly the SI lifestyle, and that's why theater's
SI?
Not going to be part of it. Shut it.
Oh, okay.
We're going to take a break. And
I know how you
back,
can go to mass.
My mom did, God rest her soul.
Oh, yeah. Sad, right?
Yeah, yeah, she did. Every Sunday, she had it on the TV.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't she wonderful? Yep. Love you, Mom. Anyway.
We'll transubstantiate right after these messages.
First you get down on your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head in great respect, and chitty-flack. All right, thank you very much. We'll take a break and come back with more on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, talk truffle to me. It's Angie with the Oh My Gosh Show with the hottest trends in holiday beauty survival, from truffle cream to feeling like you're strolling through a serene Japanese forest just by spraying mist on your face. We also show you how to use your Christmas tree and holiday decorations to do your hair. Also, meal shaming at Thanksgiving dinner. It happened to me. You too can feel the love by subscribing to the Oh My Gosh Show on YouTube and Apple Podcasts.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Untuck It. It is official. The ho-ho holidays are here. You know what that means? Gifts, people.
Yes.
Fun. F-U-N, fun. So what better gift to have than a stylish shirt that fits just right? You need Untuck It. Unlike most brands, Untuck It shirts are actually designed to be worn untucked. Untuck It shirts always fall at that just right length, no matter who wears it. I adore my untucked shirts. Not too long, not too short, and the coolest designs on the net. I love the material and the colors, and with more than 50 fit combinations, untucked shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. You can find your favorite untucked style online or check out one of their 80 brick-and-mortar stores. With untucked, your shirts will never look baggy, bulgy, too long, or too big again. So, whether you're shopping for the perfect holiday gift or just trying to craft a smart, relaxed style of your own, untucked is the way to go. Visit untucked.com and use the code TMOS for 20% off at checkout. That's untucked, untucked.com, and promo code TMOS for 20% off. So I mentioned that Mrs. O'Mara and I went out to a lovely dinner last night, and I'll share this with you. No, we went to, we skewed a little more higher end than we normally do.
Look at you.
And it frightens me. A, I'm no longer in that zip code, so we have to, I don't want to sound like pathetic, but a lot of people.
Not
we
pathetic,
kind of,
it's... No.
We most pay, people, we save up. We save up and make it a big night. We plan it for like a month in advance.
Most people go out once a year to restaurants that are nice.
Right, exactly. And so we save up and we said, we'll try this because everybody's talked about it. And because we're keto, it's time to go to the
keto
steakhouse.
Nonsense.
Again with
Jesus,
that. Yeah,
Evan,
the keto
nonsense. How many pounds are you down?
Carla is down 8 pounds. I am down 6 pounds.
Oh, well, I guess it's working.
And by the way, Stacy, thank you for sending me the little message where she is down since January, 65 pounds.
Damn!
Wow. So there you go. Okay.
9 months, 65.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Mr. Man.
10
All
months, right. 11 months, 11 months.
So we go, what? You're trying to, well, in some I way, just, your,
every,
tone,
everyone that,
your tone was diminishing like, for young Stacy.
Keto is the diet, look, and this is how, and I've been this person. I've been
this is a long setup, Oscar.
Yelling, I go to CrossFit, I CrossFit. That's fine. You CrossFit. Your keto diet is the same thing as CrossFit for those of people that work out. If people are on keto, they will tell you whether you care or not because they want to tell you.
But they're not
you.
As bad as vegans.
No, vegans, I think, they're not the...
Oh,
like
the worst thing in the world, it would be a CrossFit person that is vegan. They wouldn't know what to tell you first. Yeah.
Vegans are used to staying in the closet.
Be proud, Mike.
Keto people yell it from the rooftops, which I'm fine by, no, but we have enough keto people in our lives now.
By the way, I don't consider it that big a thing. It's just another way of trying to see...
What can't you have
fat.
For those not in the know?
Good carb. It's a low carbohydrate diet. That's what it is. It's a low, very, very minimal carbohydrate.
I thought
carbohydrate.
It was paleo that was...
No, that's nuts and stuff. That's more caveman
seeds,
stuff.
Seeds, nuts, berries.
Mm. So you can have steak, but you can't have Schwarzwald Kirschtort.
No, and I can't have... You know what they brought out in this restaurant last night? As I'm walking across, and Carla got mad at me because I think maybe it's a little... longer for me to adhere to any program. They brought out this little like skillet, which was piled with those little shoestring French fries.
Ooh.
And they brought it across the room and I said, Will you look at that? Like I was like Ron Bennington. Yeah. Look at that son of a bitch.
You know, it's reminiscent of you remember the
two
Palm?
Boots.
Palm used the two boots pizza. The Palm would do the half and half, which was shoestring potatoes and fried onions.
Yeah.
So good.
It's, I mean, so anyway, but you can't have stuff like that.
No.
But.
What can you have?
You could eat the skillet.
It's a meat. We had a wedge salad with blue cheese dressing, and I had a steak.
All right.
And Carla had a burger without a bun. So let me tell you what goes on. So the waitress comes over. We're excited. I don't get to a nice place.
No, no.
But I'm also not going to pay a lot of money. The ridiculous money that. Well, Oscar probably more than the two of us has been out to a really high-end
joint. It's our farewell dinner with Rob. And, I'm sorry, Rob. Todd.
Oh, God, I got excited for a second.
Todd and Marissa.
They're leaving
for Florida. And we're going to, of all places, Mike, Nobu.
Wow.
Yes.
Mm.
That's super high-end. That's
super
like
high.
Let's call him up.
Todd?
Let's call him up and during, you know what? God damn it. We'll call him up in the next segment. Yeah,
all right.
He leaves. This is what the text I got. Hey, do you guys want to celebrate Todd's birthday, which is about this past week? We need to do it this weekend because we're leaving.
Oh, that's right. This is the annual anniversary of him being disappointed in his gifts.
Well, now I kind of understand the whole thing about Vegas because he was getting ready to head out of Dodge. Is he selling his place or is he keeping it?
Mike, I don't think I am in the position to share that information.
I know this. When you're as rich as him, you just leave it. You don't sell it. You say, I may come back.
I think if you own properties and you can rent them and you don't have to sweat the dollars.
So he's
going to
be a snowbird.
You can do what you want.
I love
Todd Moore, snowbird at a very young age.
Yes.
Congratulations to him.
A good phrase is Tomo Nobu.
No, Todd doesn't want to go. This is the text I get back because some people like it, some people don't.
Right.
And I said, I wrote back to Todd because this is what we usually do.
Todd doesn't want to go to Florida?
Todd doesn't want to go to Nobu.
Oh, doesn't want to go to the high-end restaurant.
He doesn't want to go to the high-end restaurant. Mm. And I write back to Todd. I said, Todd, because what usually happens is he ends up at the little house. He's a giant in the little house, which is my house. The dogs come over and they start playing because his dog and my dog get along. And then we head out to dinner. We head out to dinner, and we usually just go right down the street somewhere simple, fast, right. done deal. I said, Todd, this is the one time, like, this is our last dinner together in D.C. I'm never going
to
see you.
You go to Clyde's or you go to Kennedy?
Either Martin's, whatever.
Martin's Tavern.
Yeah.
Martin's.
And
Martin's
I said, Tavern, right. This is the last time let's take the girls out somewhere nice. And he writes back, no sushi. So he said within the text. And I'm like, too late. Shannon already made the reservation. I said, wear something nice.
It's not like Nobu is a sushi joint per se. It's
got sushi,
but sure. It's like high-end Japanese, delicious, amazing food.
I haven't been since Las Vegas, Nevada. So, and that was, I would say, Las Vegas, Nevada 8 years ago.
Oh,
eight
not our most ago. Recent trip.
Did you guys go to Nobu in Vegas?
8 years ago when I was with Michael Corleone and we just started working together.
And how was it? So you have experience with it. How was it?
It was fantastic.
Okay.
But it was right. also expensive, as but I did not pay
it's,
the bill.
It's known as one of the most expensive restaurants.
Do they have free refills on sodas and soft drinks?
Oh, God. Okay. There he is.
Sir, we've got your size shoe in the back. Let's bring it up front.
No open toes.
That's right.
That's right.
So, but for
Tomo Nobu.
But for me, some people just don't like nice restaurants. They don't care for them. I'm probably one of those guys. As long as the people are nice there and the food is good, I don't give an F.
Okay. Well, that's right. Truer words have never been spoken that he doesn't give an F because he's unimpressed with the Peking gourmet. But chicken fingers, this he likes.
Yeah, but this Nobu's sophisticated dining.
I bet that they have some really good chicken fingers there.
No, I'll get
you don't
sushi
eat chicken
there.
Fingers
no.
at Nobu.
No, and I heard the portions are large.
Oh, then I'm in. I'm way in.
I really want to open a Nobu menu right now.
Please.
Come on, Nobu.
Tell me what to order.
All right.
Other than Maddie, do you have it open?
Yeah, I've been reading it this whole conversation.
All right, Maddie, I'll let you do it for me.
And
right,
you know so what? I would be remiss if I didn't say this. Do not miss this week's bonus show because Maddie tells a story that will make your holidays magical experience.
The best.
So,
and then we have a heart-tugging little 10-year anniversary reminiscence.
Yes, we do. We do.
Too. It's Maddie, what? Go through the menu and regardless of price, tell me what you think would be the numero uno thing. What do you want to eat on this menu?
Okay, so the numero uno, it looks like the squid pasta with light garlic sauce.
Mm.
Oh, gotta get the squid egg pasta.
Sure.
Yeah,
always.
There you go. Yes, there's the inner Italian coming out right now. Any fresh fishes or steaks or anything like that?
I'm not seeing any steaks, but I didn't get to the bottom. A lot of fish. I'm sure all the fish
are the
is
wings.
Great.
Are the wings crispy?
Asian fusion wings. I'm sure.
Is this a place you would like to go to?
I would go here, yeah.
Oh, look at that.
You should have her along.
Oh, I should be the fifth wheel.
Well, she could bring John.
Yeah, there we go.
John doesn't look. He doesn't like getting too far away from his comfort zone.
Someone's got to hold the coats and the purses.
John's probably a good eater. He's probably a good eater, right?
I would think so. Yeah.
Matt, what's his favorite? What's his favorite food?
Yeah. What's his favorite food?
Oh man, I think lobster. Lobster.
Lobster. Lobster.
Oh yeah. Well then.
I have
Luke's lobster.
Yes.
$50 for a lunch.
All right. Here we go. Taro chips. I'm on the Los Angeles menu. All right, okay. So they're all the same.
They're probably.
LA Nobu.
It's like McDonald's.
That's right.
Taro chips with tuna or scallop, $20. Taro tartar with cat.
What is taro?
There's taro and toro.
Maybe
I don't
there's a
know.
Taro card.
Oh, so they tell your fortune
in there
and bring you your food.
Toro is tuna.
Oh,
excuse us. Look who pipes in.
All right,
Mr. Jeff.
Hey, tuck him back in. Let him go back to sleep, Maddie. Okay.
Hey, you know what? It's not ridiculous.
No,
for
it's restaurants. Just the name, Mike. It's just the name.
It's nice.
The name screams. I want to be seen.
They have one in Fort Myers.
Hold on. If you get the ribeye, stop. Just calm down a little bit, okay? You're in that mode, all right? It's Friday. Ribeye with crispy onion is $50.
Oh,
that's pretty pricey.
Well, isn't there a beef shortage in America?
I don't know.
Is it Kobe beef?
After Mike went on keto, there was.
Black pepper lamb creamy spinach, $46. Brick oven roasted whole fish, $50.
Well,
that's salt rather
and pepper
vague.
Squid. Squid is $20. Brick oven roasted baby vegetables, $20?
Are these shared portions?
Wow.
you
want to
split a carrot?
I heard this place was a tapas joint.
Arctic char is $30.
You can
get out of there for
topless joint is in Nobu. It's called Nobra.
I know Todd is going to complain, and then he'll be like, that was a pretty good meal. We'll never see you guys again. See you later.
Let me tell you, how's the picture? Is it all right?
Fantastic. You look great.
Here it is. I see on there, I'm expecting $45 to $50 steaks at this place, and I'm nervous.
Okay.
But, you know, I said, we're, you know, this is, we're going to go out. We've waited. I see a steak on there for $34.
I'm hey.
A la carte, keto. Don't,
is that market price?
I'm fine. It's a, I don't know what it was. It's ridiculously expensive to
what
me.
What does a steak but, usually cost?
My well, you buy a steak in the grocery store like this, you're going to pay $16.
See, this is what I need in my life. Because for me, my only reference point is Fridays and Applebee's.
Yeah, that's what you need in your life. What but kind
they,
of steak
they have,
is it?
They have a, it's a very good steak. It's apparently, they indicate it's one step above, it's 12 ounces, and it's one step above USDA Prime. And I will go.
Is it a strip
skip
or
to the end? It's a New York strip.
Okay.
And by the end, I will tell you it was spectacular.
That's great.
It was absolutely. And I don't normally get excited about beef. However, when she was explaining the menu and what comes with what, and the chef has paired this and the chef has paired that, my brain began to hurt. It was too much information.
Oh, you don't want
and
that.
And Carla makes a joke and said something to the waitress like, "Well, I guess you get tired of saying that all the time." And there was like stone faced, like, well, no
personality,
that, well, the sense of humor. And then, of course, Carla, you know, immediately because of joke, and I wasn't, the reason I didn't react to her joke is because I wasn't listening.
Okay.
At all.
Yeah. Well, you're like, still looking
I
at
knew
the,
what I was going
to, you were still looking at the potatoes eat. In the skillet.
I knew what I was going to eat.
Yeah. So you
so completely tuned out. I don't need your 5-hour explanation of what starch is next to the meat because I can't eat starch. So I'm tuning you out. And then Carla does this, you know, thing. Well, I guess when you're considering that, you probably get tired of reading that all the time. And, you know, and she's, and there's like a beat. There's a beat of silence. And I'm like, sorry, honey. And then for the rest of the meal, it was just like, I just think she's very insecure. I said, Carla, let it go.
Oh, my God.
Let it go. Let it go.
No, she analyzed it. She maybe is going through what I would call this selling a house syndrome. Because at this point,
she handles it differently. We were a little tense.
You're both tense.
Yeah.
You're
both tense. I was tense as the night went on, you know, when a guy, you know, because really, when a guy who is, you know, supposedly an acquaintance friend tells you, you know, this is happening, you kind of expect it's going to happen.
Right.
But when it doesn't happen, that's fine, you know. But I didn't go out and, you know, tip him. I'll tip him tonight. But that's the way it goes. So at the end of the day, great food and have fun. And can we call Todd in the next break?
Yes, yes. I sent the number over.
The man who didn't come to Las Vegas. We will try to call Todd Moore. He may or may not answer. If he doesn't, I will leave him a farewell message.
Either way, this is his farewell to DC call and a celebration of Tomonobu.
Well, I will
it's
be
his
saying
birthday.
I will be saying farewell to DC and welcome to my state.
Ah, yes, it's a welcome call. Yeah, my, cool. It's not goodbye, it's hello.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. Rob. We will be taking a break and coming back. I'll be taking a shower after that segment, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Allison, did you know that you can ask your Amazon Alexa to play the Mike O'Mara Show?
Seriously? Yeah. That's awesome. What do I have to say?
It's simple. Just say, Alexa, please, 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 with a cherry on top, I'm begging you, please, play the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now playing the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, did you have to sound that desperate, though?
Oh, I didn't think it sounded desperate.
I thought it was quite polite, sweet even.
Alexa, are you seeing anyone at the moment?
My creator Jeff for a while, but I'm single now, hot stuff.
What is this even a commercial for?
To tell our listeners that the Mike O'Mara Show is just an Alexa ask away. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We have a brand new, wonderful company I want to tell you about. They're called Society 6. If you're looking for a thoughtful, unique gift this holiday season, you need to check out Society 6. It's hard. I hope I can articulate to you, the listener, how cool this Society 6 company is. A community, more like that, than a company, of 350,000 independent artists from around the world. You'll find everything from wall art and furniture to home decor and lifestyle accessories. I was going through their catalog, and I just think it's magnificent that they are allowing these talented artists to reach the public with their products. You're going to find everything that you need to make your home beautiful. I love that every Society 6 purchase pays an artist. This empowers them to keep doing what they love. There are literally millions of designs to choose from, and it can be any type of art you're talking. It's wall art, it's sculpture, so many cool things. Society 6 has a huge array of products. Just choose what you love, and Society 6 makes it to order and ships it directly to you. And it's nice to know that your gift was designed by an independent artist and crafted by an actual person, and not just grabbed from a shelf in a warehouse. Give thoughtful and unique gifts this holiday season with Society 6. You can get 30% off and free shipping when you use the code TMOS at s6.co/TMOS. That's s6.co/TMOS and use promo code TMOS. Society 6, design your everyday with art you love.
Great Very gifts. All right. Great gifts.
Have them with us. All right. So what is the status of Mr. Moore? Are we going to
do line.
A ringy ding?
He's on
he
the line.
He is on the line now. Todd Moore.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yay, Todd. Yay.
It has been way too long since you've been on the Mike O'Mara Show, Mr. Moore.
I know, but I did record that promo, and I was so happy you aired that. So in a way, yes. I felt like I was on the show in a very small way.
I know. So Todd, first of all, I follow you because I have not unfriended you on social media. And
shocking.
I follow. Yes, it is shocking because most people are on the scrap heap based
friends,
on your
friends
content,
come before politics, Mike.
Yes. Well, I've always liked Todd, and Todd knows that. And Todd, now you are moving down to my state. Are you excited?
I want to be, but I'm surrounded by boxes and packing, and I'm totally stressed out. It's exhausting. I never want to do this again. I can tell you that. And, you know, I'm just very fortunate. I was able to buy my dream home down there in the Florida Keys. And I hope to see you, Mike. I hope we can be friends and neighbors.
I have a question.
Absolutely. I'll come down and visit you. I promise you
that.
I will do that.
That's such a sweet
thing. The boxes that you're surrounded by, are they boxes of money?
I think all that money's gone at this point.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. So you're down. I've seen a couple of pictures, but this is like a special place. Oscar, you've seen pictures
of
this joint,
yes,
right?
Yes. Okay. It is worthy of I would say a tech magnet. It is.
You know what?
It is gorgeous.
And you know what, Todd, that guarantees that Oscar will come down and visit you.
Oh yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, maybe you can.
Our dogs are best friends. Of course, we're going to visit.
Maybe when you come down, when I need help with that studio, you can kind of work everything together.
The Keys, and, Fort Myers.
You know,
I love it. I
would, love that, but I'm literally looking at a text message from Oscar that says, "Hey, we got to go out and get some food tonight because I'm never going to see you again."
Wow.
No, I said we're never going to see you again because he's never coming back.
It sounds boxes mean this is
a big move. It's over. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're on the water. You're on the water, obviously, down there, Todd, right?
Yeah, it's on a canal. So there's I have some dockage. I mean, that's going to be my next big purchase.
Dockage.
Is a boat, of course.
A boat.
You should get a gondola like they have on the canals in Venice.
Well, Todd, I will put this out to you. And because we are a community down here, believe it or not, down here, you do have to have a little bit of a sense of community when you live in a place like we live. So in the event that it's going to hit the fan and you're down there and you need to get out of Dodge, you always have a place to stay.
Oh,
where,
you
know,
sweet.
Come back north. And, you know, if this is on the way, sometimes, you know, more often than not, we're getting the same crap you're going to get. So if you're getting out of Dodge, we're getting out of Dodge. But, I wish you nothing but success down there and happiness. And did you get a boat yet? Did you get a boat down there?
No, I've just been looking at it. I'm trying to learn. Maybe you can educate me on them. I'm really just looking for something to kind of booze cruise and do occasional scuba diving. Not really. I'm not much of a fisherman, probably more of a spearfisher. So, I don't know. Any advice for me?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think really you go with, something. It's Florida, so center console is going to work real well for you. And something that's got enough oomph to it to get you out to where
but
you need to be.
But he needs shade for bear.
Get a bimini top
for the boat.
Get a bimini top.
They, most of the center consoles have a little coverage down there, you know. And I think, it's just they've got the center thing where you can get under it. But I mean,
what is that called,
Florida,
a Boston Whaler?
Boston
Whaler's
would be
a beautiful
great
boat
for Todd.
Yeah.
Boat. Boston Whaler would be
Didn't
a great
you go to
boat
the boat
Todd.
Show for a weekend? What'd you see that you liked there, Todd?
A lot of expensive things. Everything I liked came with a huge price tag. That's what I learned.
Welcome to the world. Boating is a different reality.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a totally different reality. You kind of look at that and go, why? And it's
well, you
it's
can
crazy.
Count on this show. We'll kick in $10 towards your anchor.
to the little, it's a mushroom anchor.
It is. Yeah. It's just a little
it's
guy.
A tiny little mushroom
and I
anchor.
Think you should examine the possibility of combining the booze cruising and the scuba diving. I think they work well together.
Oscar, your friend's leaving.
I know.
No, he's got a pilot's license. Like, he's going to fly up here. How far away from getting your pilot's license are you?
Like, pretty far. Oh. 40 hours.
All right, well.
I'm literally taking two flights.
Oh, I thought you enrolled in a course where you're actually going to be a pilot at this point.
Well, down there, it's a lot easier to take courses because up here in Leesburg, there's all that restricted airspace, and it's really busy. Which, you know, is not really conducive to learning how to fly. We're down in Marathon. They have this nice little airport that you take off. My last flight, I took off from Marathon, landed in Key West and came back. And
so
I
cool,
didn't see another plane in the sky. So cool.
Yeah, it's That's perfect.
Wow.
Oscar.
I just watched
the Thomas Crown Affair. This is Todd. Like, yeah. He literally is living in two different places.
Do you and Shannon have a room at the house?
No, we don't, but we will visit 100%. Todd is my best friend. And Marissa is one of Shannon's best friends. And our dogs, they get along. That's going to be the really sad part because they don't know that they're going to see each other again.
Is the house laid out for visitors? You know, I don't want to pry too much on the show, but is there kind of a separate area? So if we did come down to visit you, especially I'm talking about Carl and me without the Santanas there, which, by the way, I might require.
Santanas, yeah.
Is there a separate place that we can really, you know, separate ourselves if we need to?
Like a separate wing where you don't have to really acknowledge us?
Yeah, maybe the left side of the house. Maybe somewhere on the left side of the house.
It's all yours, buddy. You got the entire left side to yourself.
The driveway, I think, Todd, you told me the driveway can hold like six cars, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, what are you going to do with the rest of your cars?
Six to seven
cars.
Wow.
And Todd, since I may really, I'm serious, I'd love to take a road trip down there to see your house. Does it have wheelchair access?
You know, it's so funny you say that because literally every home I've looked at has an elevator in it.
Sure.
And I'm just like, yeah. Almost you see more elevators than not. This house is doesn't have any of that. In fact, the stairs are very slippery.
You've got a great room, though. The great room is cartoon-sized.
Yeah, it's a brand new construction, Mike. So it's like a concrete bunker, which is kind of what sold me.
Wow.
And I'm hoping you know what?
I don't blame you one little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I probably built way beyond code, which is I bet that's how you. I'd love to see it.
Todd, you can hose it down after the murders.
Todd, do you mind sharing with the team the one pain point with the neighbor's dock on your property that you're dealing with?
Oh, sure. So I found out that the neighbor is encroaching on my land. And that just created this whole thing. I almost pulled out. I was like, no, I don't want to deal with this. And it was the dockage part. It's the canal front. So it's, you know, that's like the most expensive part.
Yeah,
I'm losing
absolutely.
About two foot of dockage because of it. And so I almost backed out of the deal. I'm just like, I don't want to deal with that. And if I go to resell it, I'm going to, you know, this is going to be part of the inspection. It's going to be a red flag for most people because it was a red flag for me. So, you know, I just had to go walk through that and, you know.
Did it get resolved? Did it get resolved?
The chainsaw?
Well, it turns out the neighbor is super nice. They signed an affidavit just to say that it is my property. That was the other thing I learned, you know, searching the internet is if you just let that go, that could become their property just by law. So we had to get something in writing that says, you know, this is my property. Just because I'm not asking you to remove it doesn't mean it's yours.
Well, there's
I'm
also
not giving up the right.
There's also plan B, which is just go ahead and buy their house.
Well, Todd, safe travels. Have a great trip down to the Keys and don't be a stranger. And let me know when you get down there. We'll take a weekend and come down and visit you. Okay.
Thanks so much. I can't wait to host you down there. All you guys, you're welcome anytime.
Merry Christmas, Todd. Merry Christmas.
See you tonight, man. Wear something tight.
Thank you. Thanks, Todd.
Will do, buddy. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Make America great again. All right. Anyway,
It's a different world. I'm happy he's earned it. He's finally splurging.
Yeah.
We'll have to get into your head, though, because that is your best pal that you pal around with all the time. You know?
I mean, I'm not looking at houses with elevators. I just...
He's looking at a house the size of an elevator.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The holidays are here. It's a special time filled with friends, family,
shopping, cooking, rapping,
stale TV specials, and
rigging up the lights.
It's enough to make you go stark raving mad, but there is help. Presenting
the TMOS Holiday Complaint Line.
Finally, a chance for you to bitch to your heart's content on the Mike O'Mara Show at 1-888-920-MORE.
We asked the listeners what they wanted, and we listened.
Call now and let her rip. 1-888-920-6673.
It is our holiday gift to you.
The TMOS Holiday Complaint Line. Because if you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We got Oscar's Take coming up here in just a second. This segment of the program is brought to you by Zappos.
Zappos.
Tis the season for internet shopping. Don't be a Grinch. The solution is a cinch.
Ah.
All you need to do is lean back, relax, visit Zappos. It ain't just shoes, baby. They got it all. Zappos is celebrating 20 years of the absolute best customer service and a selection that is unmatched. Thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love, no matter what. Get it at Zappos. Gifts for everyone, even yourself.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, yourself needs clothes. Yourself.
Two words of the English language you hear all the time.
Treat yourself.
We all do. We're Americans. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click on the banner. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good through the holidays and beyond. Mm. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it's time for Oscar's Take.
As you say.
A review and comment of the news of the day is only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The reviews expressed by Oscar Santana in no way reflect the views of the Michael Mayer Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking people of the United States. And now, without further ado, Oscar's Take. Before we start with Oscar's Take, Oscar, I have to share this with you.
Okay.
Driving back home from our fine little dinner last night, something I have never seen in the front of a car. We drive by and there's a car that's going unusually slow in the middle lane of Route 41 down here in Southwest Florida. As we get closer, I see mounted on the dashboard, right where the speedometer should be, is a large iPhone or perhaps a small iPad running a television program that appeared to be an Hispanic soap opera.
Ooh.
And I have never seen that. Ooh. Carla did not believe me. Mm. I said, you slow down. They'll pass us on the right. She looked over. She said, oh, my God. Someone watching television as they were driving their car. Pretty
trivia
fantastic.
Question for you, Mike. Do you remember the name of the saucy Spanish soap opera that we used to watch? At
Sábado Gigante?
No, that's Giant Saturday. That's the variety show.
Sorry about that.
The show we watched was Peligrosa.
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 Which means danger.
Dangerous. Or Dos Mujeres, Un Camino. Two Women, One Road. That's a goat. The driving while in your car on your what they like to call a phablet, your cartoon-sized tablet.
Yeah.
That, I think, has become more commonplace as people just say, I don't give an F. We'll just do what we want to do. But if it's a Tesla, for example, the Tesla dashboard is completely digital. And if I'm not mistaken, on the middle dash that's larger than the iPad Pro, you can put programming on it if you want.
Mm-hmm. Well, if this car was a Tesla, then I'll be driving out around Florida today in a Gulfstream 5.
Okay.
This was not a Tesla. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Oscar, Eddie Murphy has 10 kids, and that didn't just happen. He's been working on it for decades. His oldest is 30 and his youngest is 1. Ellen DeGeneres asked him about it on her show yesterday, and he said he was proud to have 10 kids and that it didn't seem like a lot to him. He said, quote,
it's funny the reaction people give. Men kind of look at me like, he's crazy. How much did that cost? And women, it's kind of like there's something sexy about it. You know, like Eddie Murphy must be doing his thing. Eddie Murphy must be
you know, doing it. On top of all the kids, he just got his first grandchild, which means Eddie is getting dangerously close to the awkward situation where his kids could be wearing his grandkids' hand-me-downs. Eddie's last two kids were with his girlfriend, Paige Butcher. Overall, the 10 kids have 5 mothers, including his ex-wife, Nicole, and Spice Girl, Melanie Brown. There we are. What's your take?
You can only get away with this if you have two things, fame and a long bankroll. Mm-hmm. Because fame will get you the ladies. The bankroll will keep you out of court and
right.
and allow you to take care of your kids. And, right. and as far as having kids, I don't think in this day and age, it should be that, I guess, rare simply if you have the means, because that's really how most of our country was built on. Farmlands or, for example, my grandparents had 11 kids.
Yeah.
Because they lived on a farm.
Workers.
And they would actually work the farm.
Yeah, you're breeding your workers.
So
yeah,
outside of that, it's important from the writer's room for me to read this. Eddie has 2 feet on Tom Moore's property.
You're listening to Oscar's
Take. Shoehorn that in.
By the way, that could have been a 15-minute segment if I went for the 2 feet.
Oh, I know. Exactly.
Hi, welcome to the neighborhood.
Hey, I brought you a bottle of Pinot. About the dark.
Oscar, last year, KFC put Christmas Yule logs to shame when they introduced a fire log that smells like their fried chicken as it burns. That's a poorly written sentence. I will redo that. All
thank
right?
you.
That smells like fried chicken once you light it and put it in the fire, not as it burns.
As it burns, like, it emanates the smell of chicken that is fried in hot oil.
Yeah. Rob and I are connoisseurs of people that help us out on this show.
Yeah, you know what they do? They like the passive voice and vague words.
Copy.
Exactly. Yeah. But the only way to get them was at KFC.com. They sold out an hour. So we've got 2 pieces of good news. One, the logs are back this year.
Yay! Logs are back.
And 2, they produce way more of them, and you can get them at Walmart. And at Walmart.com.
Oh, my God.
You can go through the TMOA shopping center to get them. A log will cost you $19. I welcome your
take. Logs are back.
If you have a working fireplace or you have a fire pit, this is the shtick of all shticks that I can get behind. Because the idea of having a fire roaring in your living room is fantastic, or having a fire pit in your backyard with your friends. But if you just throw a log in that smells like KFC, people's minds are going to be blown. It'll be a Christmas miracle. So go out there and get them through our tab, walmart.com.
Hey, counterpoint real quick. I don't normally do this. Yes. But
no,
I think
you don't do a counterpoint. It's a goddamn sponsor, for Christ's sake. Thank you very much. I'll teach you someday.
I was just selling.
Thank you. He was selling. All right, go ahead. Give your counterpoint.
I was going to say, if you want it to last a little longer, just burn actual chicken from KFC.
Thank you very much. All right.
That wasn't going to help. Thank you.
That's right. You're listening to Oscar's Day.
Oscar's Day.
Yes.
Hey, Beba. A Michigan woman said she found out about her $5 million lottery jackpot in an unusual way by scrolling Facebook. Here's her quote. She's Michigan, so.
Oh, good.
The night after the drawing, I was scrolling through Facebook when I saw a news station that had posted that someone in Kent County won the big jackpot.
Ooh.
Wow. I started reading the article and realized that it was one at the same star where I purchased my ticket. I quickly pulled my ticket out to check my numbers, and I realized I was the big winner. I instantly felt numb.
Mm. Numb.
The woman matched all 6 numbers in the drawing, earning $5 million, Oscar.
I always hear these stories, guys, and I wonder, what of the people that missed out, that never actually checked their tickets?
Yeah.
The closest I've ever been is, remember I was obsessed with the Virginia Lottery Wheel of Fortune game for a while, Mike?
Yes,
where I was scratching and running back and forth. I would say maybe 3 months ago to cash in some winning tickets, some winning cards.
You save them?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
Why?
Because you're going to lose them. You should cash them right away.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I agree.
You read ahead. I walk in and I'm like, here's $60 worth of winners. I would love to cash these in.
You use that voice?
I did. And he said, my friend, these are voided. Machine not taking. And I said, why? He goes, game over. And I'm like, game over?
Oh, really?
And he goes, so he points to the back, gives me the back of the card so I can read it. And yeah. within the rules, if the game is over and
you
have
not collected,
it's 90 days.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And I said, 90 days? This is BS. I bought this ticket 2 months ago. That's 60 days. And I sat there and I said, can I get two more taquitos? I know you got the special going on.
You're listening to Oscar's Take. Finally, Oscar, police in Missouri. This is a sweet holiday story. They said someone took two pies from a store that was accidentally left unlocked while closed, but the culprit left money and a note. The Baldwin Police Department said the front door of the Honey Baked Ham store had apparently been left unlocked accidentally on Thanksgiving Day when the store was closed for the holiday. Mm. And a customer who came inside the empty store in the afternoon called police. Police found some cash on the counter and a note reading, "Happy Thanksgiving. No one was here, and we were in desperate need of pies." They left money. They took the pies. They said, thank you. Technically, not burglary, and after-hours transaction is legally what that's called.
Not BNP, breaking and paying.
That's right.
And, Mike, I found somebody. I just met somebody, I found out somebody at our new office down on M Street. Their family owns a number of these honey baked ham stores. And I said, and they work for a different company. Mm-hmm. And I just saw people going and paying homage or respect. It looked like there was like a line for the Pope going into this office. And I asked one of the other people in the office, I said, hey, what's going on over there? Like, what are they giving away? Money? And they're like, no, they're all going to kiss this young lady's ass because they need honey baked ham certificates before Thanksgiving. Wow. Can you imagine living that life?
Wow.
I'd get in line.
I would too.
I would too. Right? I'd kiss all the ass I needed.
It's a good ham.
It's a great ham.
Yeah.
It's a great product. You can't argue with that.
Great ham.
We need them as a sponsor after that. We just gave them a freebie.
Hell yeah.
That's the way that works. That's Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
We've got to
take a break.
Buy five of them.
Final Oscar's Take. Thank you. The final audio vault of the week when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
All the day. Word, bust it.
Okay. Listen up. O'Reilly here, and you're there, and you want to get in touch with TMOS. You don't know how. You're out of touch, right? Lazy, uninformed, not good people. Well, who's looking out for you? I am. I'm here at The Factor, and we can hook you up. You can always email the show at rob@mikeomerishow.com. That's Rob, two B's, big head, not a good guy. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Mail something like a letter or a parcel or a citizenship inquiry for Oscar. He's not from around here. We keep an eye on that one. Mm. And be sure to keep an eye out for my new book, Killing Mike O'Meara. Yeah, the plot involves $1 margaritas and a kid named Pony. He's very thin, nervous guy. The Mike O'Meara Show, always available and always looking out for you. This is Bill O'Reilly, and I hate everything. Thank you, Bill. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. It's back. Our bonus packages, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, you gotta buy them.
Yeah, baby.
Guess what Broadway star loved Christmas the most? Yul Brynner. Puns for the holidays. But you don't need to be the king of Siam to give the best Christmas gift in the world, because anyone can afford the TMOS bonus show. It makes a wondrous gift for anyone, even yourself. It's a commercial-free, no-holds-barred sixth episode of TMOS. And this week, an amazing story by Maddie Masiello that is just so darling.
Holiday magic.
A winner.
And I say it's darling and involves blood.
Lots of
it. It features Mike, Oscar, Rob, Maddie, and famous rapper Snow. I mean, 12 inches of Pony.
Funny.
Management regrets the error. Management regrets reading that. Just click the banner.
Snow's album was called 12 Inches of Snow.
Thank you. Just click the banner on our website, and you get all the stuff we tell you about. The bonus content. It's your passport to the Asport. Come on now. Copyright TMOS 2019. The TMOS bonus show brought to you by Bob Peck Chevrolet. If you're in the market for a new Chevette, the next time you're in the Parkington District of Arlington, Virginia, look for the distinctive diamond-shaped canopy of Bob Peck Showroom. Remember, before you try another guy, check with Peck before you buy. Bob Peck Chevrolet, robbing you blind for over 65 years. Closed in 2012. And better yet, Peck died in 1990. Yet, better yet. You're a monster.
How dare you?
He used to juggle on his ass.
God. Check with Peck. So forget your fucking no dice, sweetheart. This is Johnny Olsen speaking. Thank you. He's out of his mind, and he's got the audio ball for today, the last one of the week. And let me get the thing over. There you go. Open it. Thank you very much,
Bora.
Friday, December 6, 2019, Rob Spiewak.
The audio vault, Mike. You know what? We are in a society based on technology. Oscar himself has said his soul is filled with gadgets.
Yes.
So why am I so drawn to the simplistic notion of a man taking a simple comb and by rubbing his thumb on it, playing Jingle Bells? It's just a close-up. Yeah,
because it's cool. I could not do it. I could not do it. If I tried, I could not do it.
Let me see if I can do it. Let me see if I can do it by hitting my cheek.
Okay.
And,
all right.
All right, here we go.
Looks painful.
I can't do it.
Can you do it? Can you do it if you take the mic, take the
windscreen off?
The windscreen off and do it on the, just scratch, like
no,
yeah,
because right. There's no give on that.
But that's something. There should be something. Oh no, it's just more painful. And it looks like you're
hard to hear with the gating too.
I think you need to start higher.
Thank you. I'm not doing it again. Thank you very much.
We tried, Mike. We tried.
Thank you.
We tried. He's all day you're gonna do this. All day you're gonna do this now.
I'm gonna be swollen by the end of the day.
Do you ever see the Harlem Globetrotters?
I saw the magicians in Hartford, Connecticut, who were the sub-team to the Globetrotters, and I think I saw the Globetrotters once. I was fascinated.
They always
as a kid.
They always beat the Washington Generals every
they
time.
Did, I think I loved them as a kid.
I did too.
Even today, as an adult, they still are great.
I would love to go see them. I really, really would. But the reason I bring it up, I remember some of the names: Meadowlark Lemon, Curly Neal. They were like the big showstoppers. Now they've got a guy named Hammer Harrison. And what I love is that they've taken it to the next level. He wanted to set the world record for the tallest slam dunk ever. And I've seen people use like trampolines and stuff to do it. Well, what he did was a tandem skydive.
Oh!
13,000 feet. And they used the guy that was tandem with him, was able to steer the parachute as they do. And he jammed the ball and got the slam dunk at the end of the jump.
That.
And so here we go. Hold on.
Jump from about 13,500. In free fall, we're averaging about 120, 130 miles an hour. Then you deploy the parachute. Our vertical descent slows down to somewhere around 20 feet a second.
I'm going to 13,000 feet. This ain't never been done before. I'm really pushing the limits this year. I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie.
He nailed it. It's an amazing piece of video. You must
very
look
cool.
at it, but it's so cool.
It.
The fact
that's
that it's 13,000 feet.
That's really cool.
And we close with this, Mike, a tip of the cap to Jimmy Cerrito. Do you know what today is?
What is today?
Bartender Appreciation Day.
Oh wow.
So
I can
Jimmy,
relate to that one.
If
yes,
you ever had a bartender to help you out.
Oh, you know I did.
Now I'm just a bartender.
Hey, bartender.
Slip me a bottle of bourbon.
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
You set them up and I'll knock them back, Lloyd. One by one.
And I know this, your bartender pours you a drink, it'll be okay.
You know what? Let me send a shout out upstairs looking down on us now. Mr. Chris Hutter, my favorite bartender of all time. Lost him way, way, way too early. That was my guy. He was my guy. There was never a bartender that treated me better when I needed him than Chris Hutter, and God rest his wonderful soul. I just
so
wanted to
today of
that.
All days, tip 20% or better, National Bartender Appreciation
Amen.
Day. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Especially
that's your
if
national...
you're in New York, tip my daughter. She's a bartender, too.
There you
fantastic.
Go.
That's your audio vault, folks. Have a great weekend.
That's right. Catherine, they're going to tip you. Catherine, that's all right.
Did
anyway,
you shut
that's
the,
wonderful.
Did you shut it?
Yeah, I did. You didn't hear it.
I just want to make sure.
I can shut it again.
Might be open now.
Let me look
at
it.
If Rob didn't hear it.
It's closed.
It is closed.
Sure?
It is closed.
You sure it's closed? Are you sure 100%?
Yeah, can we move on?
Would you bet your life on it?
I'd bet your life on it.
No, my life's not in play here.
No.
You're the one that's questioning.
It's your vault.
I'd bet my life on it.
No, don't do that. No.
I bet best case scenario, it's closed. Worst case scenario, I have Monday off.
pony.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you this. For all of you out there with obsessive compulsive disorder, have a wonderful weekend.
You see the sweat?
For Rob Spivak.
Little sweat there. Not so good right now.
And Oscar Santana. Michael Maris saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MichaelMarisShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.
We were trapped. There he stood, between us and the alley. Scott Farkas staring out at us with his yellow eyes. He had yellow eyes, so help me God, yellow eyes.
Come on, guys, wait up! Come on, guys! Come on, guys, wait up!
All right, put it upstairs, get dressed. We are going out to eat.
Oh, fudge.